All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this great day, this great day in the U.S. that's called Thanksgiving Day. And we give all our thanks to you, Father. We thank you for everything you've done for us, Father. We thank you for all the provisions that you've given us. And we thank you, Lord, that tonight's going to be an awesome time because we're going to talk about praise and worship. We're going to do praise and worship, and we're going to see what it is, what that is, what praise and worship is, Father. And we thank you so much for it. We praise you, Lord, for continuing to work in each one of us to get rid of all the flesh and all the worldly outlook in our life, Lord, that where our focus, our main focus is generally is focused on you, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that you're going to anoint each one of us tonight. And Lord, we just ask that you receive our praises to you, Father, that we drop into the Spirit to praise you, Father, and to worship you, Lord. That's the only way we can do it, is to be in the Spirit to worship you, Lord. And to do that, we have to drop into that place of personal praise to and worship to you, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that tonight we're going to do it. And you're going to be smelling that sweet smell of the praises from the saints to you, Lord. And we pray that it's a please to your nostrils, Lord. And we thank you for tonight. We thank you, Lord, that today that you are draining the swamp up there in Washington, D.C. and everywhere else. We thank you, Lord, that you're exposing all the genocide that's going on over in South Africa and other nations. And Lord, we thank you that you're going to put an end to it because of the prayers of the saints. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that tonight is going to be a special night with you, Father. And we hope you love it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. What about prayer requests? Anybody got a prayer request? Yeah, go ahead, Leon. I'm sorry. I was writing that in.
No problem. This is a little bit of a long story, but necessary. My parents bought a piece of property and built a house, and then my brother got a trailer and put it on the same property. They deeded it different. My brother had a little deeded it different. So, but then my parents died and my brother bought my parents' house. So he owned both properties, the full property and both houses. Well, then he died and now my sister-in-law, she's got the, she did, they rented out both properties and, the people that moved into my parents' house just demolished it. They had a dog and it, they just tore the place up. Well, anyway, my sister-in-law is, at her wit's end. She's not really knowing how to handle things and she's using up all of her, savings to fix it up and she's going to sell it. So, she asked me to pray for her tonight. She called to wish me a happy Thanksgiving and then we got into a discussion about what she's got to do, and it's pretty severe anyway. So she asked me to pray for her, and I said I would, but I wanted to wait and, you know, pray for her and have everybody join in, and I figured it would be a better prayer for that. So, Lord, I come to you and I ask you, Lord God, that you would give my sister-in-law, Susan, wisdom beyond what she is capable of having on her own, Lord God, that you would give her grace and mercy, Lord God, make the things that should function, function, make the things that can be repaired, repaired, and just make things go in a better state for her. I pray that you would give her a spirit of calmness in dealing with these issues, and just bless her, Lord God. She's a servant of yours. She's not to the degree that we are, but she's at least attempting to be a good servant to you. And Lord God, I pray that you would help her with this. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you. It's going to be an easy transition for it. And she's going to see that it's you, Lord, doing this work, and not her. We command any anxiety, we command any fear off of her right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that you're putting rest and joy and peace in her heart, because she knows that you're in charge. And this is just to get rid of her flesh. Lord, we thank you that the transition is going to be easy for her, and she's just going to sit back and watch you do it, Lord. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And we just all, every one of us, hook our faith up with Leon and know that this is going to happen for her. What's her name?
Susan.
Susie. All right, Lord, we just think that Susan's not going to have any more trouble. It's just going to flow real smooth for her. And she's going to know it's you, because we prayed for her. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you all.
Amen. I believe it's already done. Thank you, Lord. Okay, anyone else?
Yeah, Michael.
Yeah, Denny.
Our son, Judah, how old is he?
Thirty-three,
I believe, and he's married. They're visiting our two of our daughters out in Colorado today. But anyway, but while he's out there, they're looking to maybe to buy a place out there, and they want to move where they live now in Illinois, and start. He's a painter, and he has his own business, and then also he would want to start a campground. But we just want to pray and ask: is this really the Lord's direction for them? You know, so. So, Father, we pray for Judah and that right now while they're out there, God, and we just trust you. And, Lord, you know how to put a check in the spirit of someone, how to direct and lead. So we ask you to lead them and guide them, Lord. It would probably be good to get out of Illinois, I think, Lord, but if this is the place for them in Colorado, we'll just direct them now as they begin to look at places. And so we just thank you. Just we trust you to direct them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We hook our faith up with Denny and Devin. We believe it's done. In the name of Jesus. All right. Anyone else? How about a testimony or a praise report? All right. What y'all want to talk?
I have a testimony.
Yeah, go ahead, Debbie.
I have a sister who lives in North Carolina, and she's struggled all her life. She's been addicted to pain pills and whatever it's called, the effects of after, it's like she was in Desert Storm, and so the anxiety and what they call it, but... And she's really been pressing into the Lord. There's been a big change in things she's been saying and sharing on Facebook, and no bad language anymore. And I'm just really blessed by that and so thankful to the Lord. But then she also posted something saying that, everyone, please pray for me. I've sort of made a deal with God. He's kept his end, and I want to keep mine. So pray for me. So, I mean, coming from that sister of mine, that's awesome. So I know God is working in her life, so... I just thank God for that. I want to pray for her, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lord, I pray for Paula, Lord God. I thank you that you're working in her life. I know you're doing that, God. I see the change, and I thank you for that, Lord. And whatever this is going on in her life and what she has going on with you, Lord, that she has to be faithful to, I pray for your blessing and your favor to be upon her, Lord, as she is faithful to you, Lord, and that she will see your favor and your love and your... your provision for her, Lord God, and your pleasure in her, God. Just draw her ever so closer to you and cause her to keep pursuing you and seeking you, Lord, and just be changed from glory to glory, Father, to your image, God. I pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you. Is this the sister that visited you?
No.
Okay.
That was Joy.
This is Paula. Okay. All right. Yep, that is done.
Amen.
All right. Anybody else? Man, I got through eating turkey today. And driving home, I almost fell asleep. You know, and I had to put the truck down the hill there so people could come up in the morning. I almost slept, fell asleep walking up the road. I don't know. Did y'all put some kind of dope in that turkey? Go ahead, Leon.
That's tryptophan. That's a natural occurring amino acid that causes drowsiness.
Oh, I knew it was turkey. See there, I knew they'd done something to that turkey.
But according to Pam, it only affects the men. They're the only ones that get drowsy. And I said, that's perfect. You know, we sit in front of the TV and. Not out, but it's perfect, you know?
Well, that's true.
Except for the TV. tripping
out on tryptophan, huh?
Tryptophan.
Okay. Trip to fame. Oh, my goodness.
Hi, guys. Yeah. My daughter here.
Hey, girl. What's up, girl? Good to see you. Fagan?
Yeah.
You say Megan?
Megan, yeah.
Yeah. Good to see you, Megan.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, what? My dad talks a lot about you guys. I'm just, like, on my way out, so I was
just
say hi.
Okay, well, you be blessed. Did y'all have turkey?
No, we're in Canada.
They don't have turkey in Canada.
No. We did that a month ago.
We did that a month
ago. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you told me. You told me that.
Yeah.
Joe doesn't get any turkey there.
Well, praise God. Well, it's good to see you. Thank you for dropping in on us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Praise God. All right. God bless you.
Bye.
Well, all right. That's nice. Have daughters come around. Daughters love their dads. You know that. Y'all know that, don't you? Daughters love their dads. Mamas, they can give or take. They like their dads.
That's true. It's mama's boy and daddy's little girl.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I told her to say hi and bye here to all you guys. So
yeah, praise God.
She listens to you guys very intensely. And that's very nice for her to see that.
Amen.
I hope she gets a better prayer life, too.
All of us, yeah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're just going to work in Megan a mighty, mighty, quick, mature work in her. She's going to grow up, and she's going to believe everything that's in that word in Jesus' name. And, Lord, when she comes against something, she don't have to worry because she knows that you're got her, Lord. You've got that mighty hand, that Psalms 91 wing over her. She is secure in the knowledge that God's got her, and she don't have to worry about anything. God is protecting her, providing for her, and Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, that wherever she's headed for, she's going to get there without any problems in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
All right,
guys.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Tell
me
they thank you.
Yeah. For the prayer.
I was going to ask Andrew, do they have turkey Thanksgiving?
Pardon me?
What was that, Dave?
Do they have turkey on Thanksgiving? I was wondering if they have Thanksgiving, do they have turkey?
salmon, salmon that's made with maple syrup. It's really good. Yeah.
Man, I'm getting hungry all over again here. I didn't think that was possible.
Maple syrup salmon, I'm telling you, it's the best.
Is it good?
Do you
cook it in the maple syrup?
Yeah, it's right in the maple syrup, and you have to marinate it in it for a while.
Really?
Yeah. And you got to get some nice cuts there of salmon. They're about four bucks a piece.
They're good, huh?
Yeah. Did you cook that, Andrew?
Oh, it only takes 20 minutes in the oven. Oh yeah. It's the marinating part that takes a long time. I also have some superwoman little muffins. Oh, they're really good. Every woman has to make these for their guy, I'm telling you. You got to get the little muffins, though. Put a pan in each one, you know. Oh, and it's so hard to make that it's really easy to do.
Do you use that maple syrup as gravy with them muffins? Do you just rake it down in there and eat it?
No. They're called Superwoman muffins. I have the recipe here somewhere. I'd like you guys to taste it because I'm telling you, they're, oh boy.
Oh, man. Yeah, Leah.
Hey, when you come to the pot blessing, Andrew, you can make some...
You know, I was actually trying to get the recipe on online here so someone can make them for me to take to the pot.
Well, I tell you what, you get the recipe and somebody here will cook them for you when you get here.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a long walk. I don't have a car.
Well, I understand. Well, praise God, talking about eating.
I'll have to come and pick you up.
Yeah. Amen. Well, maybe the Lord translate you down here when it's time. That'd be awesome. All right. Anybody else? Man, this is getting off to a good start talking about food right off the get-go. After eating way too much for dinner. We had dinner over at Anna and Matt's, and it was turkey, and Brandy fixed some dressing that had that broccoli in it, wasn't it, Leah? Broccoli in it, and boy, it was outstanding. And then she had some gravy there that was good. I like gravy on Thanksgiving. I like gravy on everything. I just like it on everything. And generally at home, we make that giblet gravy, and you have to make it in, back home, you have to make it in 5-gallon buckets because it goes quick. And, it was so good today. I mean, it was outstanding. And I think everybody brought something over there. But boy, it was so good. And then we had pie afterward. I don't know, there's 4 or 5 pies up there that we had to choose from. It was almost, decadently wicked, you know, the way the things looked, you know, over there. Good gracious. I saw one of the guys, or one of the brothers, I won't mention his name, one of the brothers had his plate that was heaped up about like that right there. It was about like that right there. Man, it was just heaped up. I don't know how in the world he got all that stuff on that plate, but he did. And he ate every bit of it, too. He cleaned it up. I'm not going to mention Greg's name, but that I did. I looked over and I said, my gracious, how you going to eat all that? He did. He chowed down. Well, praise God.
We need to pray for some people.
Dave, your audio is terrible, but I think we can understand you. Go ahead.
I said, we need to pray for some people now.
You talking about us?
Yeah,
gluttony. We need to pray that spirit of gluttony out of here. That's what we need to do. Praise God. Lord, we just thank you for the provisions that you've given us. And Lord, you know how it is with us country folk, we don't like to leave nothing on the plate. We just like to clean the plate. Amen. Well, all right. Anybody else got a testimony? How about you, Shay? You got a testimony? No, you ain't got one. Okay. Well, Lord, we just thank you that tonight's going to be awesome. Okay. We're going to talk about praise and worship before we begin singing. Can anybody tell me what the difference between praise and worship is?
Hello?
Yeah. I hear you, Debbie. Go ahead.
I see worship, yeah, homage to the Lord or before the Lord, and praises and exalting Him.
Your audio is breaking up. Go ahead now. Try it now. Your audio was breaking up when you were explaining
of
that.
Homage unto Him. Okay, bye.
Praise God. Thank you for that explanation. That was awesome. Oh, boy. I couldn't understand. Anybody understand what she said?
What's going on?
Now, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
I don't know what's going on. Praise is exalting Him and who He is and lifting up and exalting Him. Did you get that one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then worship. A homage, just
bowing down
and a homage unto Him, before Him.
Okay. Well, that's a good one. That's a good one. Now, when we praise God, it's unidirectional, isn't it? We praise to Him. He doesn't praise us, right? We praise Him. But worship is, like you said, it's bowing down and paying homage to God as He ministers to us, too. It's kind of a back and forth. It's a bi-directional thing, and that's what worship is. But it's just like she said, the worship time is your time alone with God and your personal relationship with God. The praise can be with a whole team of people, can't it? Well, the worship can too, but you're not focused on anybody else. You're focused on the Lord in your worship time. Okay. Anybody else want to add to or take away from that? That didn't come out right, did it? Okay. But that's what it is. Praise has to do with our telling God and everybody around us how wonderful God is, right? That's what praise is all about, most generally. Just to put it in a short, little, concise way, it's shouting God's marvelous works out. That's what it is. Yeah, Leon.
I noticed that in the denominational churches that they always sing about the Lord. But when we sing praise, we sing to the Lord. And that's a big difference in the hymnals, the hymns, and then the praise music.
Yeah.
And it just amazed me the difference in what I got out of it when I praised the Lord.
Amen. Amen. You need to grease that chair.
Oh, okay.
I had one for a long time that did that, and they finally got on to me so many times that I finally dumped a can of 3-in-1 oil on it and it quit it. Yeah. Okay. Worship. The Hebrew word for worship is shaha. It means to bow low or to prostrate oneself. Worship involves our bowing low before the Lord, not only physically, but in our hearts as well. And that Greek word for worship is, if I can pronounce it, proskuneo. And that word means to kiss the hand of the one who is revered. And praise usually precedes worship. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, Psalms 104. And that's what we do at our fellowship. We always usher in God with the praises, right? We open the door with the praises and allow God to come in through our praises. Praise God. Anybody else? You got some scriptures? Looking for some scriptures about praise and worship now. Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
I always liked the woman at the well when Jesus said, you won't be worshiping in this mountain or in Jerusalem, but in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
I don't have a praise one now.
Amen. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 14 and 15, he said, I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my mind. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my mind. So that's how we do it. We do it with spirit and mind, soul, and all our strength. Worship flows both ways, right? Worship goes up and comes down. We, as we worship God, he comes down and he talks to us. God wants to be with us. He does. He wants to be with us. And we want to be with him. And that's what worship is all about. So way we do it here, we open up with praise. As the word says, we usher in the praise with praise, and then we worship God. And how do we worship God? We have to quiet our soul, don't we? We have to quiet our mind and our soul and get it all quietened down so we can be in tune with the Spirit of God. And once you get in tune with the Spirit of God, then you can worship God. You know, I find that praying in the Spirit a lot of times, when I'm praying in the Spirit a lot of times by myself, and that's how I get into the Spirit. And I know a lot of y'all do too. And we listen for God's Word. We listen for the things that God wants us to talk with us about and show us. And visions happen and dreams happen and words of knowledge happen. The gifts are in operation. When you pray in the Spirit, sometimes the Lord will give you the interpretation of what he's saying. If you ask him, he'll do it.
And Michael?
Yeah, Kurt.
Isn't there a scripture that says he inhabits the praise and worship of his people?
Absolutely he does. Yep. You know where that is?
I don't know. I was just thinking about Psalms, but I have no idea.
Yeah. Somebody will look it up. Matthew's on trail right now.
Thanks, Matthew.
Second Corinthians 10 and 5, and it says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. That's one of those new translations there. I thought it was real good, though. And that's the way you get quiet with the Lord, isn't it? You take captive all of those thoughts and you tune in to God. I always go back and remember what Tom Kruger told us, how he had to do it, and that he'd quieten his mind, and it would take him not very long after he was laying in the hospital all those many months. But then after he got out and got into rehab, it'd take him a couple of hours to get back into quieting his mind to listen to the Lord and to get in the Spirit with the Lord. Now, I have to agree, it takes a while sometimes if you don't practice it often. It takes a while. And that's why we have to be patient and do it. Stay in there with Him. God loves that, us to do that with Him. Okay, anybody else? Something else that I know, we can't get in a hurry when you're worshiping God. We need to take time to sit quietly and listen for God. Take time for Him to speak to you. You know, I go back to Andrew Murray. I learned a lot from those books of his, where he would teach that you need to sit quietly and wait on the Lord and don't do anything until you hear Him speak. You know, get in that quiet place. Sometimes that's hard to do with things going on around you and all of that stuff. But he commands it that you get in and have time with Him. Don't get in a hurry for something to happen. Just take a little time. Take time to listen to God speak to you. Okay, anybody else want to talk about praise and worship and what it is to you?
Please, yeah. Mike.
Yeah, go ahead, Tim.
Well, to me, a lot of my praise is just for little things that happen in the day-to-day life. You know, just the little things that you know that God's watching out for you. The things work out a little better than they probably should have. And, you know, I try and always, if I realize that there's some divine intervention there, you know, stop and just say, thank you, God. And thanks for watching out for me and making this better than it could have been. And I find that I do that more and more. And also, the more you do it, the more things work out the way God would have them work out, I believe.
Well, that's true. That's another form of praise. We're doing it all the time. I do. I just praise God all the time. And I know y'all do, too. When things go right, we praise Him. When things go wrong, we praise Him. I'll tell you what happened to me here. It's been a while back, but I walked around my truck and walked right into the hitch on the back of the truck, about my shin bone, about the middle of my shin bone. And, you know, I've learned over the years, instead of cussing, to say, praise the Lord, you know. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, you know, and just hobble around there for a little while, praising God.
You know, I'm constantly reminded after Andrew's testimony probably a month ago or so, when he was, had a printer that was double sheeting, feeding on him. I used to be a printer, and I wasn't a Christian then. And I tell you, the last thing on my mind was thanking God for a double feeder, the printer jamming up. You'd have to stop what you're doing and run like heck and try and stop the press and then clean up the jam, and you know, then, but when Andrew said, you know, he was able to praise God for that, that put a new perspective on our troubles as well. I thank you for that, Andrew.
Well, that's someone who mentioned that, you know, it was mentioned here on this, and then I said, I'm going to use that next time it jams, you know, and then I just thought of it at work, and it worked, you know, it actually worked the next day too. It kept going well. Yeah.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yep, that's what we do. We praise Him when we're on the top of the mountain. We praise Him when we're at the bottom of the sea. Amen. All right, anybody else?
You know, Mike, Michael, I saw when you would sneeze or cough and you would say it, eh? And I was going, well, that's an odd thing for him to do after sneezing or coughing. I was kind of imitating you there, too.
Okay. Praise God. Well, if you get in the habit of doing that all the time, it just comes natural to do it. With everything. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else want to talk about? Yeah, go ahead.
This is Pearl. One thing I've noticed too, like in praise and worship, in like getting into his presence, it's like his presence changes us. Like it bears fruit. Like if you ever wonder, you start noticing change in your life, where, you may become a little more loving or faithful or gentle or just the fruits of the Spirit. Majority, if you're spending time, like you were saying, with God, but more so if you're getting into his presence, you're bearing fruit. Jesus will bear that fruit in you, and people will see it, and you will see it, and you'll get that joy too. That's one of the things that I'm grateful for, and I can testify to, is the joy of the Lord as of lately, is the joy of God. And it's like a drug, like being able to smile and laugh and be of good courage and good cheer when I'm in pain, when I'm not having good days, when I don't feel like getting up, when I don't feel like doing what I need to do, still having faith, trust in the Lord, when I don't feel like it. And that's one of the things God in the past had to deal with me, is my feelings, what you don't feel like doing, God is like, it's not about what you feel like. It's what I want you to do. You have to trust me and know that my way is better for you. Yes, sometimes we may not feel like doing the things that God wants us to do, but at the end, he knows what's best. But that's all I wanted to share about that.
Well, I got to say something, Pearl. You sound 900% better than the last time we talked with you. You have really come along, girl. I tell you what, it is a joy to hear you say the things that you've just said. That is awesome, girl. Thank you for the blessing.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I'd get up and dance around, but they'd laugh at me. Because you do. You sound 100% better. You sound like you got the joy in you, girl.
Yeah. Amen.
That's awesome. Thank you, Lord. Can I pray for you?
Yes. Thanks, okay. Definitely.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift her up to you. And I thank you, Lord, that you are working a great work in her. I thank you, Father, that you're going to double what she's been receiving, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to give her dreams and visions of the things ahead. I command any spirit of infirmity on her to go right now in the name of Jesus. I command you to go and stay away from her in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that you're making a mighty woman of God out of her. And she's going to be a light wherever she goes. She's going to be just like a tower of light wherever she walks, because she's got a grin on her face and a praise on her lips. And Father, I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, that she is that woman, that mighty woman of God that you can, that you have made. And I praise you for it, Father. I praise you for what you've done in her and what you're going to do in her too. Because you can see the end from the beginning. You always see the end from the beginning. There is no condemnation. We just praise you, Lord, for the work you're doing. Thank you, Father. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, all right. That's awesome. That's good to have you back.
Thanks.
All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Leon, go ahead, brother.
I was wondering if Nora's cat was holding its hand up because, oh, no, that was its tail. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lord. That wasn't a cat. That's a wild cat. That's a mountain lion. Hey, Barbara.
Hi.
What's up, girl?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I am blessed beyond my wildest dreams, girl. I got a belly full of turkey, and I'm ready to go now.
Yeah. Amen. I wanted to ask Nora what her cat's name is.
Who cares?
I do.
Oh.
I love cats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Praise God. They make good tacos.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all don't pay attention to me.
Get that question.
Well, the cat's name is Bella.
Bella. Oh, I like that.
Bella. Yeah.
Oh, Bella. Yeah, that's cute. What kind of cat?
Oh, some mongrel house cat.
It's a gray cat.
Back as she looks on the video, she's actually gray.
Okay. I think it's awesome how the Lord, gives us pets that, to love and care for. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
The Lord sent me my cat. I was taking care of, I was taking care of feral cats, and the Lord just sent her to me. And I never used to even like cats, and he turned my heart to this cat, and I kind of took her in, and he even told me what to name her. He said, Sunshine. So her name is Sunshine.
Okay. I know this is a praise report, isn't it?
Well, sure.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, amen.
Thank you, Lord. What'd you say? What'd you call it, Sunshine?
Yep.
Okay. What kind of cat is it?
So I give praise and glory for the Lord for that, too. The little things,
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I praise the Lord all the time for little things that comes in my life and that.
Amen.
Well, my cat's a tortoise shell.
What's that?
She like something about the X chromosomes. They have like three coats of color within them. I'm not real sure how that goes, but something about the chromosomes and they just come out like that in the litter.
So. How come I can't just come out of certain color instead of three chromosomes?
I don't know. I don't know how that goes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, good. Good deal.
Well, I praise the Lord for that.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Barbara learned how to love cats.
You know what, really? Because I never was a cat person.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Sure fooled me, Barbara.
Yeah, now everyone calls me the cat lady.
All right, go ahead, Denny.
Yeah, I wanted to share something with Barbara. I know we were praying for Jasmine a while back. and then her other three children. And as I've been praying for them, I felt like the Lord, it's like he presented a question to me, and then he immediately answered the question. And then I was just listening. It's concerning having faith for your children, or just faith in general. And the question, he presented a question, then he answered it. He said to me, why do we believe we have the things we're praying for?
Hmm.
And then the answer came, because we really do have them. I mean, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're praying for salvation for our children, it's why do we believe they're saved? Because they really are saved.
Mm-hmm.
So just throw that out to you. It's just like a double positive for our faith.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I do have faith for my kids. I have a knowing that they all are going to come in. The Lord reassured me of that. I think my problem is overcoming my emotions. Like when your kid cries and comes to you hurting, it's like, how do you turn off that mommy thing? I mean, I just, like, my heart just goes out, even though I know they are going to come in and by faith. I have to claim that by faith. And I do know that. But when it's right in your face and they're crying, it's like, I'm just so compassionate over that to them. And so it's like, all right, I got to shut my feelings up and, you know, I got to die to that. And that's the part I struggle with, is that emotional, you know, just dying to that emotion and not go on what I see and just like go, you know, what I know. And I know the Lord has saved my kids and they will be coming in. And I can't wait. I wish it was done yesterday.
Okay.
But thank you for that.
Yeah. I think what he ministered to me was more for me.
Oh, okay, good.
For intercession, you know, but mm-hmm. it had to do as I was, you know, praying for your kids. And
thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'll tell you what I do, Barbara, when they come crying to me, you know. I just tell them, well, let's just pray.
I know.
You know, and you know, they can come up with all kinds of excuses why you need to do this or they need to do that. And you say, look, let's just pray. God can handle it. Whatever it is, God can handle it. And they learn that when they go to mama or daddy or papaw or mama or mimi, whatever, that, look, they're going to pray. Now, what we do, they'll either do one of two things. They'll either quit messing with you and coming to you, or they'll know that God's going to answer your prayers for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll start believing that God does those things, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens. But your faith will be skyrocketed when you do those things. It will. You say, well, let's just pray. Because God can fix it. I can't help you, honey. But God can.
Well, right now, she's the daughter that she doesn't even believe at all in God. And she's in the occult. She's, you know, I mean, in the natural, I'm not speaking that curse over her because yeah. I know she's saved by faith. But that's where she's at. She, you know, I don't talk to her about God. I tell her all the time I'm praying for her. And she's the one that don't really come to me too much, you know, but she did that day and, you know. But I mean, yeah, I tell her all the time I pray for her. Yeah. She just don't believe it right now, right yet, but she will.
Well, I tell you, even with the ones that don't believe, I tell them, look, I'm going to pray for you. We're going to pray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm
mm-hmm.
going to pray that God delivers you from your belief system. And he's going to bring you into the, you know, I tell them all of that stuff because when you speak the good confession to them, you know, they know that when they come to you, when they really, really need something and they're crying out for help, I can go to mama and I know God answers her prayers. And that's the good, that's what will happen at some point in time, Barbara. They'll know that you have connections with God
Yeah, my two youngest daughters, they do know that. They do come to me and ask for prayer.
Amen.
Yeah, the two younger ones, yeah. She's my oldest daughter, and yeah, she's not there yet. But
well, she's coming.
Yeah, I know. Praise the Lord.
She's coming. You know, when the ground starts shaking under your feet,
yeah,
you can't run from it. You know, they'll remember Mama because the devil can't help them.
Matter of fact, she's in Tennessee right now.
Well, tell her to come on by. We'll pray for her.
Yeah, she's on the Nashville side, though. Yeah.
That's the center. That's the mid.
Yeah.
Mid Tennessee.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Lord, for bringing all of our children into the kingdom, Father, because our prayers have been answered. We know it. What Denny was talking about a while ago was actually Romans 4:17. The Lord calling things that are not as though they were. He's speaking the end from the beginning. So praise God. Yeah, Matt, go ahead, brother.
Shay did finally found that verse that Kurt was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Posted it on the chat. It's Psalms 22:3. But thou art holy, and thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
Amen. All right. Anybody else?
Isn't there another one that says God dwells in the presence and the praises of his people?
There is. I'm going to find it for you. Anybody else want to talk while I'm looking this up? Yeah, don't everybody talk at one time. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, while you're looking it up, I'll read a psalm of praise for us all. It's Psalm 47. And it's titled, God, the King of the Earth. Well, clap your hands, all ye peoples. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph, for Jehovah Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He subdueth people under us and nations under our feet. He chooseth our inheritance for us, the glory of Jacob, whom he loved. God is gone up with a shout, Jehovah with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises unto God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the nations. God sitteth upon his holy throne. The princes of the peoples are gathered together to be the people of God, of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Boone.
Can I say something?
Well, sure. Yeah, you go right ahead, brother.
I was sitting in the morning meeting a couple of days ago, and I shared it there, but the thought just overwhelmed me about how Jesus, being the Son of God, came down and became a part of the creation that he created, which is, you know, flesh, to walk among men. I mean, it had never dawned on me about that miracle that he did in becoming like one of us. It just made me more humble and more appreciative of him giving up the deity, because that's what he did, to come down here and be a person, a flesh. And anyway, I just wanted to say that. It really blessed me when that thought came into my heart.
Amen. Thank
Can we ask Lord. Matthew and Tim what their Bible reference, their Psalm references were again?
You know, mine was Psalm 47.
Okay.
And mine was, well, it wasn't mine, it was Kurt's. Psalms 22 and 3.
Yes.
Thank you.
22 and 3. Is that what you said, Matthew? 22 and 3. Well, actually, that God inhabits the praises of His people, I found out, is a rendering of Psalms 22 and 3. Actually, that's what I'm reading here, anyway. I want to go ahead and read that again out of the ASB. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee and were not put to shame. Anyway, I'll tell you a good, let me see if I can find that. When you remember when Paul and I believe it was Barnabas was put in jail? Y'all remember that? That's in Acts 16. Paul and Silas. Acts 16, 23 through 26. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison, fastened their feet in the stocks. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Now look, these guys was locked up in stock. They'd been beat half to death. And they're sitting in there praising God. We can't praise God when we're in a bunch of fellowship sometimes with people praising God all around us. We want to sit in a chair like a bump on a log sometimes. And that's a religious spirit. It is. It's a religious spirit. When you don't want to get up and you don't want to raise your hands in praise to the Lord God Almighty. That happens, you know. It happens. People have a religious spirit when they do that. And it holds them back from praising God, turning loose. Have you ever been in fellowship like that where everybody be praising God and you have one or two sitting over there like a bump on a log? I'm telling you, I don't know how in the world they can do that. I don't. I have to get up and dance around sometime. And everybody here, I know, does the same thing that I do. You get up and you praise God in a mighty way. You turn it loose. Your spirit just goes, man, with the flow. I can tell you what happens. I don't know if any of y'all do this. I suspect that all of you do like I do. You just let it go. But some people, when they come into praise and worship, they can't be, what's the word, in rest. They can't be in a rest because I've seen it happen. I see it happen all the time. They'll just be sitting there. They'll be looking at the book. They'd be looking at the book, or maybe not. They might have their eyes closed. I don't know. But that spirit won't let them get up and praise God. Won't let them get up and sing, for goodness sake. And that's a spirit. It's what it is. It's a spirit of bondage that they're in. And man, if I could ever get free, yeah, go ahead, Matthew.
Well, wouldn't it also be like a spear of rejection?
And, oh, yeah.
Fear of man.
Yep. That's exactly what it is. What they going to think about me if I jump up here? Who cares? I did, man, I was doing that when I first got saved in the Baptist church, and they thought I was a fool, and I didn't know nothing about it. You know, I just felt the Spirit, man. I'd get up like that and pray. Did I ever tell you about that time I preached on that one time in a Baptist church and what they did? I was amazed. I got up there and said, let me tell y'all something. Let me try to free y'all up. It was a small congregation, probably 100 people in there. And I said, let me free y'all up. I said, you know, if you love God, and you love God from the Spirit, you want your whole body to praise God. And I said, you need to get up out of those pews and praise God just like this. I said, watch this. And I praised God. Man, I was going around that sanctuary, and these people were sitting down watching me. Doing like this, you know, watching me go around. I went around the sanctuary, and I was praising God, and I was having my eyes closed, and I was just going, boy, just having a good time in the Lord. And I got back up there in the pulpit, and I said, now y'all get up and let's praise God, you know, y'all get up, let's get. Not a one of them got up. That spirit that Matthew's talking about, that's written. No, I'm talking about. It was a religious spirit. And it had them captured, bound up, just like Paul and Silas was in that prison, only they weren't bound up. They had a free spirit, didn't they? But they were bound up spiritual-wise. They couldn't praise God. I just shut my Bible and sat down. I said, amen, and sat down and shut up. I said, y'all take it from here. I've never seen such a group of people, a whole bunch of people that were so bound up before. Yeah, go ahead, Matthew.
Actually, someone else has a question.
Hi, it's me. Okay, I got a question.
What's your name?
Shalonda.
Yeah, that's our Shalonda.
Hi, Shay. Hey. I have a question. So what's the difference between a religious spirit stopping someone from praising and worshiping from the spirit of rejection or a spirit of man? Is there a difference?
Then what? What was the second one?
Is there a difference between a religious spirit stopping someone from praising and worshiping God besides a rejection spirit stopping a person from praising and worshiping God? Is there a difference?
A difference in the two?
Yeah.
Well, it could be, but the religious spirit keeps them, they're looking at, and it has a fear of man too, okay? It has a fear of man that won't allow them, say, you get up, what's your brother going to say over there? You know, you get up there, you go, what's your brother going to say? Instead of getting up and praising God for who he is. Instead of quit worrying about your brother and your sister. The spirit of rejection works in the same way, basically. Because the spirit of rejection, you don't want people to think bad of you, okay? That spirit of rejection, I didn't know a whole lot about it until I got here in Tennessee. And that spirit of rejection is one of fear of man, fear that they would be rejected by his man, his fellow man, for doing something different, mm-hmm. whether it be with the right thing to do or not. It doesn't make any difference as long as he flows with the crowd, you know. And the religious spirit works in basically the same way, but it just closes their eyes to spiritual reality.
So basically, they're one and the same when it comes to praising and worshiping God.
Well, it's different, but they both are looking for the same thing. They're putting them in bondage. It's a bondage thing. I don't know. Somebody else got a better explanation? Go right ahead. Sp- spirit of religion, the spirit of rejection, they come from the same daddy. They want to keep you from praising God, because if you can praise God, you can get some freedom, can't you? You can get some freedom. When you praise God, that the enemy hates that. He hates it. Because what happens then, he's got to go. That enemy's got to go. People have been healed from praising God. Opening up and praising God. You know? But if you're going to sit there in your chair, and you're just going to sit there and let everybody around you have a good time in the Lord, you think God's going to bless that? No, he ain't going to bless that. Man, you better get yourself up out of that chair and praise God, and I guarantee you he'll free you up. I'm not talking to you, Shalonda. I'm just talking to everybody. But if the Spirit of God comes in and inhabits the praises of Israel, and who is Israel? That's us. That's us. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, Matthew.
Well, for me, first, I've never been in a fellowship like that before. I'm just saying. But, when we got down here visiting last year, I got to say those spirits were working a little bit in me, you know. I was trying to go along with the crowd, per se, but it still was very new to me. And, of course, it took me a little time to get out of my shell, you know. But, Lord, I mean, we got to have the same kind of mercy and grace for those coming in that, you know, has never been in that kind of a fellowship. And, I mean, of course, there are those that the Lord has just freed them right up right away. And then there's those that take a little time to get into it. But, you know, it's just, we all grow at our own pace, and obviously the Lord had mercy on me. So, but now I just love it because I get into the spirit almost every time, you know, almost immediately, and it's awesome. I mean, it's like when you're up there praising and worship, and you got your hands raised, or you're moving to the music, or whatever you're doing, you know, to praise and worship Him. It's like, you know, you just feel that love of God come down, and that He's really soaking up that praise and that worship. And it's like you're one. It's like you're there, you're listening, you're one. It's hard to explain, but it's so awesome at the same time, you know.
You explained it pretty good. Yeah, Kurt.
What's the spirit of the football game when they have a field goal, or what do you call it? Why does everybody go nuts? And they don't mind.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The Baptists, they'll do that on a football game, but they, boy, you come worshiping God, that's something else. You're supposed to be stoic in there and just freeze up. It was amazing to me. Even when I first got saved, in that big Baptist church, this probably had, I don't know, 1,500 members or so. Even in that church there, they had some good music, real good music, contemporary music. The people just, there wouldn't be but, you know, one or two people would stand up and praise God by raising their hands, you know. And it was automatic for me, because I wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit at the time as well, but I just knew that I had to praise God, because the Word said it, for one thing. And when I went to the next church I went to was a musician pastor. He was a great keyboard player and a good singer too. We had some of the most awesome times in worship. Just a small church of, I don't know, 25, 30, 40 people in there. But boy, I'm going to tell you something. That's where the first time I smelt the sweet smell of God, the Holy Spirit. It permeated that whole little building we was in. Man, I tell you what, it was an awesome time. I know what good worship is. We've had good worship here many times. But It's when God, people turn loose to praise Him in the Spirit. It's when God drops down and that glory comes all over everybody. We've had it here. Lots here lately.
Didn't somebody say one time it was to praise was to kiss towards the Lord?
I don't know, but I wouldn't doubt it. Go ahead, Tim.
It just occurred to me that that's probably, you know, why God hates the Nicolaitanaires so much, is because when you've got one person that, you know, is kind of an intermediary between you and God instead of a personal relationship, it discourages that worship, and it makes it okay for everybody to just sit down and not participate. They just, and, you know, that's what we have in a lot of the established religions, is, you know, just show up and wait for the sermon to get over and sing a couple of hymns and get out of there. And people aren't encouraged to even actually worship as a group and get filled with the Spirit, get moving like that. They're, you know, sit on your hands and listen kind of thing. And it just occurred to me that's probably why he really hates that Nicolaitan era.
Absolutely. Absolutely he does. He doesn't like it at all. And it permeates our churches today. All the denominational churches are pretty much like that. Yeah, Andrew, go ahead.
There's a bunch of praising over there in Psalm 150.
Go for it, brother.
Yeah. Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrels and dance. Praise him with strings, stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen. Let's just break that down here. Look at here what he's saying. We got horns, don't we? We're using horns to praise him. We're using stringed instruments to praise him. That's a guitar. Got an electric guitar hooked up right there. All right. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Well, the timbrel is that thing you bang against. What you call them? We call them, what do you call that? You know, the thing Charlie plays.
Tambourine.
Tambourine, yeah. That's the tambourine. And then a dance. Now, how many of you seen anybody in a church dance? We do. We do. Matter of fact, the last song we sang the other night, we danced around like a bunch of people knew what they was doing. I'm telling you, we did. It was awesome. Okay, we got the horns, we got the tambourines, we got the stringed instruments, the guitars, we got dancing. We got pipe, which is the flute or the corn or the what do you call that? Clarinet. Got the high sounding cymbals, that's the drums. Look out now. Y'all hear this praise and worship coming on here? We got a band going already. It says stringed instruments. I bet there's a banjo there somewhere.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
I'll say one more thing and then I'll shut up.
Didn't, no, that's okay.
Didn't God create angels that's all they do is praise him?
Yeah. They're all around the throne praising God 24/7.
Well, he must like praising.
Yeah. That's what we ought to be doing. Go ahead, Leon.
I was going to say, Andrew said pipes was organs. He said, where we have pipes in verse 4.
Where is that? 5?
4.
Oh, 4.
Pipe in verse 4.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah. Okay. Well, it could be organ, yeah. You know those old or, pipe organs.
Yeah, or it could be...
if old pipe organ sounded too...
The piano, the electric piano.
That's a stringed instrument.
Oh, okay.
The piano is, not a keyboard, but a piano is. Yeah, a piano is a key, is a string instrument. It most certainly is. Don't argue with somebody that knows what it is.
That's
the xylophone.
That Don plays. That could be that thing that Don plays.
Well, actually, the piano is a percussion instrument.
Okay.
Just like a xylophone and a what you call it? I don't know. I can't remember all that stuff. That's a good psalm. Thank you, Lord. So we need to be a dancing and singing and praying and using electric guitars and the trumpet and the cornet and I don't know, just all kinds of good stuff. Go ahead, Andrew.
I was watching a YouTube a film of elephants in a sanctuary, and there was a new elephant that came in, and they're all rushing to go see this new elephant, and they're actually sounding off too to go see this new elephant. They even prayed just for little things like that in nature, in the animals and things. And sometimes you can hear these birds in the springtime singing away and everything, you know, and praising. And I think if that's that God made them that way. So that, especially in the springtime.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, that's a good time of the year. You go out and it's a nice day and you hear the birds, all the songbirds singing, you know. I know y'all have read or listened to someone that's been to heaven and back, and they talk about the grass praising God, you know, and the flowers praising God. Everything up there praises God. Amen. All right.
Yeah. There's a song to that psalm, the whole psalm.
150.
For Psalm 150.
Go for it.
Shall we sing it? All right.
Yeah, we'll sing it, will you? I'm going to turn my mic off.
It's out of the King James Version, but you can follow it. We'll take a minute there for those who have a King James Version.
We're not, without music.
This is King James. You ready?
Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him for him. Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
Praise
him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the instruments and organs. Praise him on the loud cymbals. Praise him on the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen. I'm singing with you. I didn't want to turn my mic on because they'd about to be running out of here. Thank you, Lord. That's a good song.
Yeah.
More love, more power, more of you in my life. Oh, we get into that, boy, I'm going to tell you something. That's a good one. That's a good praise song. And then from that, they go into humble thyself. Ooh, son, I'm going to tell you something. Jesus comes into the room. The other night, we were singing those two songs, and the Lord showed me, first he showed me a great big cross with Jesus on it. That's, glory to God, looky there. And then the next time we got in the next song, Humble Thyself, I saw a cross with no Jesus on it, just the cross. And what he was telling us is, don't stop at the cross, boys and girls. Go on to that resurrected power. Glory to God. That's what he wants us for. He wants us to go to that resurrected power. That's the mature man and woman of God. All right. That's good. Thank y'all. You got another? Got another?
Talking to us?
Yeah.
What is that one?
You're the only one got a keyboard on here, I think.
Yeah, we have another one.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, play one we can all sing. That's S-A-N-G.
Oh.
Well,
what?
I don't know if you know it or not.
What is it?
It's another scripture song.
Okay, yeah.
Psalm 27, 4 and 5. And again, it's out of the King James Version, basically. Psalm 27, 4 and 5.
Run to it.
Ready?
Okay.
One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple, to behold the beauty of the Lord. And to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide me, lift me up upon a rock. Behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. That greasing didn't help your chair.
Well, I gotta turn it over.
Yeah, okay. All right. Debbie, do you know More Love, More Power?
Haven't practiced it. I know the song, but not on the piano.
Oh, I can sing it.
Yeah.
Shoot, we can all sing it.
You everybody might be able to look. And pull them up right on the internet.
Oh, you don't want to hear me sing, Willie. I see why you are. Okay. Well, let's see if we can find it.
Sing
I can it. Probably find it. More love, more power. That's a Michael W. Smith song, ain't it? It's also a Fred Hammond song.
Yep.
Yeah, let's see. All right, I found it. All right, hang on. I got to get y'all in here now. Okay. I hope, Lord, I just pray that the audio is perfect in Jesus' name.
More love, more power, more of you in my life, yeah. More love, more power, more of you in my life, say everything. More love, yeah. Worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord.
Oh, everybody say, somebody say,
I liked it. Could you hear the audio okay?
It was actually perfect on that one.
Yeah, it was good. What?
Praise God. Man, I was getting into did I have my video on? Oh, my goodness. Y'all didn't watch me, did you? That's all right. I can get into that. Yeah. I can get into that. All right. Anybody else got one? Glory to God. Man, I'm all huffed up now. Come on, Jesus. Anybody got a song? Come on now. All right, Matt.
I ain't going to sing it, but...
Thank you, Jesus. No, God, you go right ahead if you want. Brother, you go ahead and sing it if you want to. We can always turn the volume down.
Oh yeah, thanks, brother. If you could pull it up. What a beautiful name.
What's that?
What a beautiful name.
What a beautiful name.
Yep, if you could pull it up. Okay. Right. Just the words one, not the music video.
Okay. Are you going to do it or you want me to do it?
No. I can't do it on my tablet, so.
Oh, okay. What's the name of it? What's the name of it? I'm sorry.
What a beautiful name.
What a beautiful name. Okay. Who sang it?
Hillsong.
Who?
Hillsong.
Okay. I got it. Look at it. Boy, the technology is wonderful. Okay, here it is. Wait a minute. I got to put y'all in. I got to tune y'all in, don't I? Share computer sound. Okay, let's see how this does. All right, here we go.
You were the word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name Christ my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ Almighty. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Let's go.
can't hear me. I got to have the mic on before y'all can hear me, you know. I'm sitting there talking. Y'all wasn't even acknowledging. I said, what is going on? Hey, wasn't that the song that Amber played yesterday morning? No? What was it? What was the name of it? Oh, yeah, I see. Memory, got a memory like a steel trap there, I see. What a beautiful name. That's a good song. I like that, Matt. That's a good one. I'm gonna can I play one? I'm going to play one. It's one of my favorites, too. It's an old song. You'll probably remember it. Go ahead, Matthew.
Okay, I found it. Or I didn't find it. Shay found it. It's Forever by Clary Joe.
What?
Carrie.
Carrie.
Carrie so, Job?
Yeah, J-O-B-E.
What, I know. What's the name of the song?
Forever.
Forever.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Carrie Job. That's J-O-B-E. I got job. Forever Live. Carrie Job Lyrics. That's the one we want. I'm on now. Woo, glory to God. Thank
that's
you, Jesus.
That's the one that he sang in the morning.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Woohoo! Are we out of time? Praise God, that was good. Can y'all hear the audio okay? Okay, that's great. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hi, Dave. I see you made it home, brother.
Yeah, I pulled in a driveway and the phone went dead, so.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Okay, anybody got any prayer requests before we close out tonight?
Hey, Michael?
Yeah, Leah.
I want to tell you that while we were singing that song that by Hillsong, that mouse was running across my room. So we got to pray for that mouse.
Okay.
Anyway.
Real quick before we're done, I had to be around some factious people today, and I heard some things I didn't want to hear. I don't think I got anything from it, but I'll just take a Band-Aid prayer just in case anything. I don't think anything came on me, but I had to sit there and listen. I didn't want to hear it.
Well, we bind any kind of faction out of Dave right now in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you that he's been delivered. He don't have to worry about that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we command that mouse to get out of the house in Jesus' name. You quit eating them groceries down there in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that you have given us an opportunity to praise you. You're worthy of our praises, Lord. 24/7, 365 days a year, Lord. You're worthy of them. And we thank you, Lord, that we get the opportunity to do that all the time. And Father, we just ask and we pray, Lord, that the next time we come together, that the praise is still going to be in our hearts. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you have placed joy in our hearts. You have placed rest in our hearts. Because, you know, Lord, when I praise you and I hear these wonderful songs about you, Lord, it just puts a joy in my heart, puts a smile on my face and a skip in my walk, Lord. And I thank you for it. And I know it does everybody here, too. And Father, we just ask that you be with everybody. Give them a good night's sleep tonight. Give us dreams and visions about the things that are coming, words of knowledge. And Father, we thank you for it. And Lord, let us all put it in all of us to worship you and to praise you at all times, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. We praise you, Father, that you're going to take care of all of us between now and the next time we come together. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good night, everybody. God bless you. It's been a wonderful time. I really enjoyed this. Let me see if I can get everybody unmuted here. All right. Good night.